Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers here on this Thursday, August 6th edition. This segment brought to you by Patriots Relief. We're going to have Tim Roberts on the show tomorrow. Haven't had him on the show in a while. A new study just came out by the National Institute of Health talking about the benefits of CBD. American-made Patriots Relief, the best quality CBD out there. Well, President Trump is pushing the American Medical Association to incorporate putting CBD into payment for the health insurance companies and Medicare. They have done the research. Robert Kennedy Jr., at President Trump's request, has taken a look at this industry, this product, and has determined that $64 billion could be saved if people were using CBD on a regular basis. The health benefits, the reactivation of the system in your body that as you get older goes dormant. Tim Roberts is going to be on to talk about it. This is an industry that is about to go mainstream with the American Medical Association, National Institute of Health, and potentially something that President Trump wants Congress to push for this product to be able to be paid for by health insurance companies and Medicare. So all you have to do is go to the website patriotsrelief.com, place your order. In the promo box, put TR1, Trucker Randy 1. You get the biggest discount plus free shipping. Tim's going to be on talking about it tomorrow on the show. If you have any questions or you want that information texted to your phone, just text me PR for Patriots Relief. Democrat turnout based on primary election 2 days ago, August 4th. Well, the enthusiasm, the energy was definitely on the Democrat side. As a result, the Democrats, based on those numbers, will win everything in November. More than 61% of Michigan voters cast partisan ballots in Tuesday's August primary chose the Democrat side to vote on. 39% chose Republican side. That enthusiasm advantage appeared from the top all the way down to the bottom of the legislative races. For example, Democratic gubernatorial nominee Jocelyn Benson received 313,392 more votes than all four of the Republican candidates listed for governor on the ballot combined. Well, MERS News Service asked for a quote from State Representative Matt Maddock in response to those numbers. What did he say? Ugly. Ugly. to party with higher primary turnout in each legislative district who also won wins in the general election. Here are the numbers. Here are the facts. Democrats will take the majority back in the House 74-36. Out of 110 state representatives, Democrats 74, Republicans only 36. In the state Senate, 24 Democrats to only 14 Republicans. Now, the comparison is not a projection based on contested primaries. Uncontested races and crossover voting can significantly affect each party's turnout. However, under the scenario, here are the following list of some very well-known Republican state representatives who will lose, along with eight others. First one to lose his seat will be House Speaker Matt Hall, House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Ann Boland, State Representative Matt Maddox, the committee's vice chair, as well as Bill G. Schuette, State Representative Republican from Midland, along with eight other incumbents. 12 Republicans are going to lose their seats. Democrats will win in open races due to term limits, ending up with 74 state representatives for Democrats to only 36 Republicans. They'll take and enlarge their Senate majority by four seats. Right now, 20-18, well, it will go to 24-14. In addition, we will have Governor Jocelyn Benson. We will have Secretary of State Garland Gilchrist. We will have the Attorney General Eli Savitt. Democrats will also win and maintain their supermajority in the Michigan Supreme Court. Based on Tuesday's turnout, August 4th primary, these are the numbers. History shows primary turnout is not a precise predictor of what will happen in November. However, the comparison has come close in recent Senate elections. For example, last midterm election, 2022, more voters cast Republican ballots in the August primary than the Democrat ballots in 19 Senate districts. However, in the November election, Democrats won 20 of the 38 seats, giving them a 20-18 majority. Going back to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's first election, 2018, the midterm election before 2022, Republican primary turnout was higher in 21 Senate districts. Republicans won 22 seats in November. However, both elections, the primary turnout comparisons differed from the general election result by only one seat. Now, the comparison has been even more volatile in the House of Representatives state reps. 2022 Republican state House primary turnout was higher in 62 districts, but the Republicans only won 54 seats. that difference of 8 caused the Democrats to take back the majority, 56 to 54. In 2018, again, Governor Whitmer's first election, Republican turnout was higher in exactly half of the state's 110 House districts. However, Republicans went on to win 58 seats that November. However, primary turnout figures cannot be completely discounted. Tony Zammit, communications manager for the Institute for Public Policy and Social Research, noted that many Republicans ran in uncontested primaries. Even so, he said there is currently an enthusiasm gap favoring Democrats this year. Zammit, a former spokesperson for the Michigan Republican Party, said Republicans need to present what their vision is for the state. They have to show that what Michigan is going to look like under Republican leadership, and they cannot fall back on Trump's playbook. Well, another opposite opinion, Institute for Public Policy Director Matt Grossman said the greater enthusiasm among the party out of power is common during presidential midterm elections, particularly when the president's approval rating is so low, as is President Donald Trump's right now. Asked whether higher Democratic turnout in 74 House districts could actually translate into 74 Democratic victories, Grossman said, "You would not want to take that to the bank. You can't take the high side of that bet just yet. However, it is a sign of direction and strength, but nothing more. But you can never take it one-to-one." Grossman added, Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission drew the legislative maps to reflect statewide political shifts. If there is movement at the top of the ticket, it should also be reflected in the down-ballot House and Senate races. Bottom line, Jocelyn Benson will have long coattails for the state Senate and the state House, unless the Republicans get out to vote. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Tuesday, election day, final numbers between absentee ballots, 9 days of early voting, in-person voting on election day. 61% Democrat turnout to only 39% for the Republicans. This story, projections based on what MERS News Service extrapolated from those numbers. If those numbers hold true in November 3rd's election, Democrats run the table across the board. Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed will defeat Mike Rogers. Jocelyn Benson is going to beat John James for governor. They will take back the House majority and they will grow their majority in the state Senate. The Democrat Attorney General, Democrat Secretary of State, and the Supreme Court will all be progressive, left-leaning Democrats. You need to start talking about these numbers right now to your Republican friends. You need to check and see if they're on the database at 10xvotes.com. It's not too early to start creating an account and searching for your friends, family, coworkers, people you go to church with. Co-workers, you're with them Monday through Friday. Sundays, you spend time at church with these people. Friends of yours, people that you golf with, people that you do all kinds of activities with. You need to know whether or not they voted, whether or not they're going to vote in November. And it's not too early to start doing the research and making the calls. Text me 10X. That's all you got to do. My phone will auto-reply back with the website 10xvotes.com. Click on Michigan. Create an account. and start searching by name for your friends. If they're on that database, folks, you can almost bet and actually call them and ask them, hey, did you just vote in the August primary? Well, no, actually, I didn't. Why do you ask? Because I found your name on this list for low-propensity Republican voters. 1.7 million have been identified that are on that database. If we get those 1.7 million people to vote on November 3rd, we can stop the Democrats from winning this across the board. Very simple, folks. If we don't, we lose. History will be broken. After 8 years of having Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer, we will end up with another 8 years of Jocelyn Benson. We are due for a Republican governor. That candidate is John James. Mike Rogers for the U.S. Senate. Now, I'm going to do everything I can to make sure people are fully educated and informed about who actually Abdul Rahman Muhammad El-Sayed is. His father holds a position with the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm going to have a guest coming on my show, thanks to Lana Crystal, an expert in Muslim Sharia law and the absolute agenda by the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm going to reach out to him this afternoon after the show. We're going to have him on a weekly basis to do a series he has put together. I'm going to talk to him first, vet him a little bit, make sure everybody is comfortable with what his information is, and I'm going to put it on the radio. This will be a regular Friday interview I do every Friday with this gentleman. Why on Fridays? Because it repeats all weekend long and rebroadcasts early Monday morning from 6 to 9. People need to be informed and educated about who this candidate is and what potentially impact he would have if he beats Mike Rogers and goes to Washington in the U.S. Senate. Again, every time I refer to his name, I'm going to give you his full legal name. Abdul Rahman Mohammed El-Sayed. It's on his birth certificate. Of course, he goes by Abdul El-Sayed. No, you're going to be called by your full legal name. People need to know what this guy's about, what his agenda is, and what their plans are if he gets to the United States Senate. Got a couple of interesting stories. Hour number two, short break, top of the news hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know